This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside Hour 3 of the program. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. Happy 4th of July Eve. As today is a huge day, yes, Hamilton showed up today, which is very exciting, but today is a huge day in Major League Baseball as finally, Rob, we're going to get some pageantry, some celebration. Players started reporting to camps on Wednesday, took their coronavirus test. Today you have many different sports entities planning long coverage, and we're going to get interviews with players. We're going to see them working out, and to actually see the players on the field and hear them talk about things like how they expect so-and-so to work out at shortstop this year or their bullpen is going to be so much fun. Yes, there will be a lot of COVID-19 talk, and clearly that's going to be the talk, but to get a little bit of sense of normalcy now, I feel like we're at like phase two of sports now, where at least we've gotten a team sport back in. They're going to be on the field getting ready to try to play.
I'm with you. I agree. And it just, you know, we're closer, like 3 weeks away from opening day and the whole idea of trying to get some normalcy back in our life. Baseball's always been a part, Jason, of trying times, and we can remember 9/11 and George Bush coming out on the mound at Yankee Stadium. You remember throwing that pitch in Game 3?
Mm-hmm.
And people being able to settle back. Baseball's done that. Even in wartime, that's where the national anthem started getting played at baseball games to rally the troops and bring up the morale of the country. So baseball being the sport coming back in this fashion, that's the way I look at it. It will be a return to some sort of normalcy. I know it'll be different because there won't be fans in the stands, but people will be able to sit down in their living rooms, have dinner or something, and turn on the set and be able to go like, okay, I'm watching my team. There's a ball game tonight. You know, I got something to do for the next 2 or 3 hours and feel like life is somewhat returning back to some semblance of normalcy. So I'm excited. I agree. All the stuff coming out, all the conversations, we're starting to talk about the season. You got two really, really good teams in the Dodgers and Yankees, who I picked before this whole thing happened. And who knows, you know, how it shakes out. Does some surprise team comes in? The Houston Astros get off the hook because they won't have to face fans all over baseball America this year. What if they win? What if the Houston Astros win, Jason? Have you thought about that?
Joining us now on the hotline for more on these stories, USA Today Baseball Insider. You can follow him on Twitter at B Nightingale. It's Bob Nightingale. Bob, good morning, man. What's happening?
Yeah, good. Hey, Jason. Hey, Rob.
What's up? The best baseball writer in the country, Bob Nightingale, point blank.
Wow. He's going to borrow money from you now, Bob. So just so you know.
Check's coming, Rob.
Bob, what kind of set of normalcy are we going to – how much normalcy are we going to get with this summer training camp now is where we're going?
We'll see. I mean, this afternoon they announced how many positive tests there were among players and staffers. You're talking about 1,600 players, about 400 staff members. So, I mean, I would assume that we'd have over 100 positive tests very easily. So I think baseball is bracing themselves for that. We'll see. I mean, the COVID cases now are, spiking everywhere. We're having record highs now, particularly where you live in California, Arizona, Florida, Texas.
Right.
So everybody's kind of keeping their fingers crossed and see if we can get a season, but at least they're going to try.
Yeah, I think that it's important for these sports to try. I guess in a perfect world, if there weren't all this TV money and millions to be lost, Bob, right, you could just call it a day and come back next year. But I don't think the networks want that. I don't think that the owners want that or the players not to try. And if it doesn't work out or it becomes a thing, you just shut it down. But I think that at this point, am I right that they just have to try to see if they could put this together?
Yeah, see what happens. You know, they said the big test will be the first week or 10 days of spring training camp. And then the big test, of course, is when if they get that far, when the season opens up on July 23rd, as far as when guys are traveling on planes at different hotels, then that's going to be a big test, too, those first week of games.
Bob, that's a big deal. If we wind up getting that magic number of 100 positive COVID-19 tests, is this a concerning number? Is this an expected number? Like, what's the reaction going to be if it gets out? Hey, certainly there's more players in baseball than other sports, but 100's a lot of players.
Yeah, I think they're expecting at least 100. You know, if you go by the NBA, I think it was 25 positive tests over about 325, 350 players. So just if you go by the same percentage, I think baseball's certainly brace themselves for at least 100. Now, if you get over 200, that's concerning.
And if it's less than 100 or whatever, then you'd be like, okay, we might be able to make this work. I mean, yeah. The other thing is, if we get there, opening day, I brought up earlier in the show, Bob, that, some people say it's not a legitimate season. The late, great Sparky Anderson, of course, manager with the Cincinnati Reds and Detroit Tigers, he used to always talk about each team wins 60, each team loses 60, and it's the 42 kind of other games that really determine, how good a team is or whatever. Can we see the best teams after 60 games, or is there a chance that some fluky team, the Florida Marlins, just get off to a great start and play well, and they're in the World Series? Or do you expect the Dodgers and Yankees, the teams that have the best rosters, to be those teams even in a short season like this?
I think we'll definitely see some flukes in there, and I think we'll see some good, if not great, teams get left out. Anything can happen 60 games. Really can. I mean, like Ryan Braun was telling me the other day, you think about it, this is going to be the first season in baseball history where no team will be mathematically eliminated by September. He's right.
Except for the Marlins, I think. Even the Marlins, even in 60 games, I think they're out. No?
Yeah, who knows? But, yeah, the thing is, too, is that it's only 10-game postseason. So if it was a 16 team, okay, we'd definitely have more flukes, but I don't think we'd be in danger of having some great teams left out. But with 10 team postseason, that can certainly happen.
Hey, Bob, we talk about the teams there, and we're going to see crazy things happen. Give me percentage. We talked about this with NBA players. Percentage of players who are excited for the season, ready to go, ready to play, want to win a championship. First percentage of players who are here, okay, we're going to try it, and the minute things start looking bad, I'm ready to pull out, or I'm just going to go through the motions here for a couple months.
I think, you know, generally there's, well over, 60-70% of guys are excited. But by the same measure, I would think 67% of those guys are apprehensive, too. Several players are saying, how are we going to pull this off? It'd be a miracle we get 60 games in. So I think, people see what's going on. It's like a, with the way that certain cases are surging throughout. I'm not sure of all the talk about baseball and unions saying, well, we've wasted all this time. I'm not sure they could have played before this anyway. And, who knows if they can even play now.
Yeah, I'm with you. How about some of the rule changes? Universal DH, I grew up as a National League fan in New York. I like National League baseball, not that keen on the DH. And the idea, I don't know, Bob, was there that many extra inning games that we have to put a runner on second base to make sure the game is over quickly? Is that really what we needed to do? I don't remember people going, oh, my God, another extra inning game I have to sit through. Are you cool with these changes?
Well, the one thing about the DH with so many games interleague now, you got 20 or 60 games are interleagues. It had to do with DH, so that's coming. The extra inning thing, I think it's going to be around not beginning the 10th inning, but I bet later on maybe 12th or 13th in years to come. Baseball purists, of course, hate it. But the one thing that's been brought to my attention, remember doing a roundtable a year ago with Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant, and I think it was Rizzo who said, and I never thought of it, think about it, of the four major sports, we have the most boring overtime. And, I thought, what? When the ninth inning is over, fans scream for the exits. Rob, how everybody's moaning and groaning in the press box, and they go, they're not ready. So at least this provides some excitement. The one rule I think is going to come to bite baseball is the rule of three-batter minimum rule.
Yeah, I don't like that either. What if a guy stinks or doesn't have it?
I know, and particularly in a short season, and guys, let's be honest, guys are not going to be ready when the season starts. I've used 3 weeks of spring training. So you could easily see some guy coming in, bases loaded situation, and walking three straight guys or giving up a home run, the three straight guys. Too often, something like this is going to cost teams games.
Yeah, everything you guys have mentioned the last 45 seconds, none of that is good news for the Mets. Nothing. None of that is going to be good.
Playing is not good news for the Mets. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe that's but it should be healthy, so that should be fine. He was not going to be healthy, so we'll see. And he can be a DH.
One thing we could see, Bob, are we going to see potentially with all the changes, because the batters, the three-batter minimum, everybody wants to save their bullpens. Could we see a full-time expansion of rosters for that? Hey, you can carry more pitchers because, look, the game has evolved. Nobody goes seven innings anymore. So we kind of need to maybe have more of an active roster as well.
Yeah, we're going to start off with 30 guys, and then after 2 weeks, 28. And after a month, back to 26 for the rest of the year. So, at the beginning here, we'll see about, 15 pitchers on the staff for sure. Just because guys are going to go on four or five innings from the get-go. But tell you what, with the 60-game schedule, though, I think we'll see managers be much more aggressive, too, managing almost like the postseason, where your Yankee starter, if you don't think he has it, bring a starter in relief, things like that.
But, Bob, there's a trading deadline and everything. I don't know if everybody's in the mix and not going to be eliminated. Does that mean that there are more trades or no trades? Because why would you be helping or why would you be giving up anybody? Could we have no trades because everybody's in the mix? Do you see what I'm saying? Nobody would be dumping out of this.
Yeah, no, I go on the no trade side. I mean, like you said, everybody will be in the mix. And remember, everybody says, well, why would I trade for a guy for just 2 months and give up prospects?
Right.
Well, no, you're trading for a guy for 27 days. And that's if there's a postseason. Who knows if that will even happen? So, I mean, the Dodgers would have made the Mookie Betts David Price deal if they knew there's only 60 games in a season. So, yeah, I think we'll have very, very few trades. I really do. And remember now, all these trades too involve prospects. Well, there's no minor leagues going on. So nobody's seen any prospects for a year. So, I see very few.
He's on Twitter, at B. Nightingale. That is at B. Nightingale, USA Today, MLB insider extraordinaire. Bob, as always, appreciate your time with us. Have a great
weekend.
Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. See you, Rob. See you, Jason.
All right.
All right, there, great stuff with Bob as always. I mean, and you know, listen, if you wonder about the optic, Rob, of seeing 100 positive COVID-19 tests. Now, once you get past that, and you get past the headline, it's okay. There's a lot more players, and it's understandable. And all right, we're going to move on past this, but this is going to be the fascinating part of baseball and basketball, which is you are seeing the two sports trying to come back with two completely different philosophies of how it's going to be done, right? You have Major League Baseball that's saying teams are going to train in their cities and they're going to train with each other and then we're going to play games and we're going to teams are going to fly and they're going to travel and we're going to play. And then you have the NBA, which is saying everybody's in a bubble. No one's traveling. No one's flying anywhere. We're going to play games in front of no fans. This is how it's going to work. And whichever one winds up working better, whichever one keeps the COVID-19 test down, I guarantee you when the winter sports come back, whether it's the NFL or college football or college basketball, you're going to go with whatever one works. If the NBA bubble idea works and the COVID-19 tests are down, those sports are going to have to find a way to play in a bubble. Conversely, if baseball works this way, hey, we got it under control. Everything is outdoors. It's all right. Everybody's going to go with that one. This is going to be, to me, one of the most fascinating things to follow. It's like a big science experiment over the next couple of weeks. Which way is better? Which way is our way forward?
So basically you're saying the MLB and NBA are guinea pigs.
We don't know.
And I think Bob's taking a guess, and he's right. If a certain amount of NBA players, you just do the percentages. So nobody should be aghast if it's 100 players. You know what I mean? That would be on par. The question would be if it was 200 or 300 players, then you would have to go, wait a minute, is this going to work or if this is going to happen? So if that number is 100, we are expecting it today, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and you know what? And that's one thing that I think everybody needs to give players and to understand them coming back a little bit more now. You have MLB and NBA players who are going to play now, and there's going to be big-time positive COVID-19 tests, right? They are now going into an atmosphere where they are susceptible to getting COVID-19. Now, step back for a second and think about our lives. You know, we're lucky, you know, and many people across the country are lucky in that what we do for a living, managers and bosses are able to say, okay, let's figure out how you can work remotely and not have to come into the office and you can social distance and we can still keep our jobs going. And, you know, here at Fox, you know, they gave us all machines to do stuff out of our homes in and our home offices, which has been great. And many businesses across the country are doing the same thing. People are working from home and they're staying safe. And that's awesome. Now, think about players. Yes, they get paid a lot of money. They do all these things. They have no choice but to go into an atmosphere that they could get COVID-19, where they are put into a circumstance where they could wind up getting it because people they are working with, they're going to have to work in close quarters with. There's no way around it. And they are going to make themselves susceptible to getting COVID-19. Not, think how fortunate that you are if you don't have to do that. Athletes, NBA and MLB players don't have that choice, Rob. They have to go. If they want to play, this is what they have to do. So you are going and putting your health at risk to play because this is the only way forward for them. So I think in the end, when we talk about these, the players will be okay. That's very big mentally to weigh on you because if they're going in to play these games, that's on everybody's mind. Look, it's like you and I go into a store, right? If you and I go to a store with masks on, are we going in and browsing in Target or going to the grocery store like we used to? Hey, we're here for a few minutes having fun. I'm gonna grab a donut off the out of the bakery rack and eat it on the way. Maybe I pay for it, maybe I don't. You know, I mean, all those kinds
of things. I might eat it during my trip in the supermarket and I just forgot that I had it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Yeah, as you crumple the piece of plastic up.
Exactly. Or the chocolate icing on my mustache. Right. You know?
Did you have a donut? No, not me. Sir, can you look in the mirror, sir? But we don't do that anymore. But that's what players are doing, going to work every day, going into that atmosphere. How do you feel when you go to a store now? It's like, I got to get my stuff and get out. I don't want to be next to somebody. I want to get home and I'm going to feel better. And you're talking about players having to play sports under those same circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, it will be different. But this is all uncharted waters. So I think people will just the way, Jason, that you talked about it, that we've had to adjust our lives, right? Like for me, during the heart of this pandemic, me going, getting in my car, driving to go get a Diet Coke from McDonald's was my day. That was the only thing I had to look forward to get some fresh air. Do you know what I mean?
And you would go back for free refills. Yeah. You know, no, you would.
They would say, you cannot do that. You need to buy another drink. You can't use the same cup. And that's so... So that really hurt me because I couldn't get my free refills.
I think
we did change our lives. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
of course, what the players will have to do if they want to be professional athletes and earn a living.
Yeah.
They'll have to work around it.
Mm. You know, just real quick, I think that's my favorite. So someone says, what's your favorite Rob Parker story from knowing? I'm going to say, oh, it's easily this one. When, you know, right up the street from us is El Pollo Loco, right? It's a big place where everybody goes there, gets something to eat. We can walk out of the studio, walk up to El Pollo Loco, get some food, and come back. So one day, Rob goes up before the beginning of the Odd Couple show, and he gets, you know, dinner and comes back. And then at the end of the show, when I'm coming in to do my show, you're leaving. And I go, why are you going that way? And you go, oh, well, I still got my El Pollo Loco cup. I'm going to go up and get a refill before I get on the road. And I'm like, that was 3 hours ago you went to El Pollo Loco.
There's no time limit. When I see free refills, it doesn't say you have to get it within the first 15 minutes or of your meal. I ate my meal there. I have my cup. I have my receipt. It's not like I did it a day ago.
No, no.
I'm entitled to a refill.
Twitter, how about a fresca? Rob at Rob Parker FS1. We're in for Dan and the Danettes today. That's clearly my favorite Rob Parker story of all time. Coming up next, oh boy, do we have a burgeoning controversy in the National Football League that I think we can see how it's going to end. Rob and I will tell you about it coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Today's show brought to you by Mercedes-AMG Driving Performance. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. And a couple of late-breaking stories that we have here coming for you here. Happy 4th of July Eve. Number one, we talked about this earlier in the show. You maybe saw the headline yesterday that FedEx, that sponsors Washington Redskins FedEx Field, wants the Redskins to change their nickname. Now, there's been a long debate about how the racist overtones of the Redskins nickname, and Daniel Snyder has beat it back at every turn for the past few years. But now, the way the world is going, just because something was accepted and around for a long time, doesn't mean it was a good idea. Will Daniel Snyder be faced with having to make that change? Well, the Redskins just put out a statement today. I'm going to read you from it for a couple of seconds here. And it says, in light of recent events around our country and feedback from our community, the Washington Redskins are announcing the team will undergo a thorough review of the team's name. This review formalizes the initial discussions the team has been having with the league in recent weeks. Dan Snyder is quoted as saying, the process allows the team to take into account not only the proud tradition and history of the franchise, but also input from our alumni, the organization, sponsors, the NFL, and the local community it is proud to represent on and off the field. So here you go, Rob Parker. We talked about it. The way this is going, it's just a matter of time. The nickname is going to be changed.
It's done.
It's happening.
Stick a fork in it. I know people don't want to believe it. The idea that that Washington and Snyder would put together a press release talking about, you don't review it. He could have said, what could he have said, Jason? It ain't happening.
Yeah.
It ain't happening under my watch. He could have ignored it. You can't ignore FedEx, a big sponsor that has its name on your stadium. You can't ignore Pepsi. You can't ignore Nike, which has removed your merchandise from its website, and other sporting goods stores which would follow. You can't ignore it. The financial pressure always wins. Always. I remember when the state of Arizona didn't vote for the Martin Luther King holiday. Do you remember that, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL showed up and they said, okay, you will never get another Super Bowl. You know how much money is pumped into an economy for a Super Bowl? Guess what? The people of Arizona went to the polls and voted for the Martin Luther King holiday for it to be a paid holiday in the state of Arizona because of the financial pressures. Daniel Snyder stuck out his chest, talked a big game when there was no money on the line, when nobody was going to push back other than having to fend off some Native Americans who were protesting. Then all of a sudden, the big boys showed up. And guess what? They got gobs and gobs of money. And they're saying, we're going to take these gobs and gobs of money away from you if you don't do what's right. Look at the climate in this country. Things are changing every day, Jason. I never thought I would see the Confederate flag come off the state flag in Mississippi or not be welcome at a NASCAR event. These things are happening. So I'm not surprised at how quickly this has turned, because it didn't take that long, did it, once the money was talked about being pulled back?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's money and it's also the timing, because let's just say FedEx decided in 2012, 2011, hey, we want Washington Redskins to change their name. And this was a story that Daniel Snyder has fought against for most of the aughts, the early teens in the country. And what happened? He was able to win at every turn. He would come out with some kind of poll that says, hey, the vast majority of Native Americans like the fact that we have the team named the way it is, and it's really a very small number of people. He would find a way, even with the money, because FedEx would say, we don't want to do it. Daniel Snyder would say, okay, I'll get somebody else who will, because that's what would have happened, because it was still the NFL, and that's the way the world was. Does it suck that it took this long to make changes like this, to have things, you know, for Ole Miss and Running Rebels and all these nicknames that had a really bad connotation to be reviewed and changed over? Yeah, it should have happened a long time ago, but this is where we're at right now. Because of the way the country's at, it's the combination of, well, the money comes through, because now here's FedEx saying, we'll pull the money, and no one else is going to jump in, because, whoa, this is a hot-button topic. We're not going to be involved in controversy here. If FedEx pulls out and another company jumps in, they're going to say, whoa, you're promoting a racist brand and a racist nickname. We're not going to partake in your company, and you wind up losing money. So it's the combination of the money and the right time, because now the time is there to say, hey, this is no longer acceptable, and we need to make change here. And I get the pushback from some people saying, we got to change everything. Just because something was accepted and around for a long time doesn't mean it was a good idea. That's where we're at right now. We're at that point where we are pushing through it, saying, okay, let's make a let's go through all these things and say, this was really a bad idea. Let's change this.
And the other thing that I hear all the time with people pushing back, you can't erase history. I'm not for erasing history and things that – No. Nobody's saying that we're erasing history. But we don't need to celebrate bad people and bad situations and things that went on when we know better. We know better now. Why are we celebrating Confederate traitors, right, who are traitors to this country? Why would we celebrate them? Why do we have the names on buildings of people who were bad people and slave owners and did bad things to bad people? We all know the history. We know. Let's correct it. It doesn't mean that we're going to say that we're going to act like nothing ever happened and not acknowledge it, but we don't need to celebrate it. That's all. It ain't about erasing history. That's a lame excuse of people who are trying to hold on to things. You know what? In Washington, D.C., there was a team called the Washington Bullets. And Abe Pollin, who was the owner, do you remember what was going on in D.C., Jason?
It was an epidemic.
People were getting killed left and right in D.C. And he said, I don't want my team to be called the Bullets. And he changed it to the Wizards. And you know what everybody did in D.C.? They bought new jerseys. That's what they did. It was just that simple. And you move on. And the same thing when it comes to Washington nickname. You'll go out, you'll put a new name on it. Everybody will go buy new jerseys. There'll be a windfall for Daniel Snyder and that organization. And you just move on. That was a part of the history. It was there before. No one's not going to say that when years ago when Washington beat a certain team in the Super Bowl, yes, that's what they were called back then, but now they have a new name. I don't understand what people are holding on to. I really don't.
And for Daniel Snyder, this is how it's going to play out for him. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. He's going to survive this. Yes, he has pushed against the name change for a while, but it's not like he brought the Redskins into the league and he says, this is our name and this is what we're doing. He's going to now, by putting this statement out saying we're going to review the nickname, he's just making it seem like I'm taking charge of this now. Right? Like now I'm in charge of this. This is what I wanted to make it seem like it's my idea. You know, hey, I've heard the fans. Now it's my idea to make this decision because it's my football team, because I own it, and I'm going to make this decision and we're going to have a name change. It's gonna happen. Is it gonna happen in time for this year? No. But I would say most likely for the 2021 season.
There's a lot of stuff that has to go in. Right. So
you'll see it for 2021. And he'll survive it because of that. that, because he'll be in some aspects he'll be looked at as, boy, he's the one, he really brought this change finally. You know, that's now it's about spinning the narrative. So for so long he was against it, we're never changing the name. Now how do I make it look like it's my idea, and how do I look like a great guy for being, for finally saying I'm listening to the people and doing it? But that's how it's gonna be. All his spin people and PR people, they're all sitting around to go, okay, how do we push this forward, what do we do, how do we make Dan Snyder look like a visionary, all that stuff. That's exactly what's going on right now with the rest.
The other part, Jason, too, is the Ron Rivera is included in that, right? There's a quote from him, the coach. And it's funny, I watched a clip just the other day of Ron Rivera being interviewed by NBC Washington, and he was so noncommittal and, oh, I'm not political and I don't want to get into that. And all of a sudden, you know, a few days later, now he wants to do right by the Native Americans. You know what I mean? Like, it's mind-boggling how people talk out of both sides of their face, out of their face. Because the bottom line, and you're 100% right, it's now about spin. The same man who talked and stuck out his chest and told anybody who would listen that it wouldn't happen under his watch. Those are the direct quote. He said, you could write it down to the reporters. It won't happen under my watch. And now there's a review? Now there's a review. And he's heard from everybody, and he's going to take a good look at it and do what's right for the organization. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for Dan and the Danettes today. So that's one big story that we're following over the course of the past few minutes. Again, Adam Schefter just had that as the Washington Redskins put that statement out a few minutes ago. The other one comes from the Green Bay Packers, who say, you know what? We're looking right now at no fans in this season for the NFL, as every state probably is going to be able to make their own call on fans in the stands, because that's kind of how things seem to be going as far as COVID-19 goes. Each state is making their own decisions, and that's how it's going. And here are the Packers saying, hey, right now it doesn't look like we're going to have fans. We've already looked at other teams saying we're ready to have fans. In Texas, they want to have fans, and in Ohio, they want to have fans. But right now, the Packers are saying no, and there's a big push around the NFL to get fans to sign waivers if they go to games, saying we can't hold you responsible if you get COVID-19. So you have to sign this waiver if you want to come to an NFL game. Now, Rob, I get that this is a really bad optic for the NFL, because it's basically they're saying we can't guarantee your safety. And if you and you may wind up getting COVID-19 if you come to our games. But I think that's kind of obvious, first of all. And I have to think that NFL teams, you know, I understand the desire to say, OK, we can't have 150 lawsuits on us after one game that people are saying I went to this game and got COVID-19. So we have to wind up doing something about this. Now, could there be a better way to do it? Sure. But is this something that I expect all NFL teams to go through? Yeah, they're going to have to go through something like this.
Yeah, but I just think, why even, if you have to ask somebody to sign a waiver, you're already telling people it's not safe. So just not have fans. Baseball and the NBA are going without fans. What does this need to try to get fans into a stadium? And Green Bay, you know, Jason, there are no seats. You're like sitting on benches, right? You're like right on top of each other. It's that kind of venue. So I just think, take that out of the mix. Do right by the fans. Don't even give them an option of going. You saw, what was it, Vanilla Ice was going to have a concert or something, and the pushback was enormous. He canceled it. Why are you doing that? Why would you? Because sometimes we have to save people from themselves, right, by not giving them the option. That's why governors step in and say, you can't do this or you can't do that, you know, for your public safety. Otherwise, if you didn't tell people that, they would just go about their business and put themselves in harm's way. There's no need to have fans this year. Stop with the money grab. And you have the nerve to ask people to sign away like they could bring back an illness to their family and to their parents or grandparents, or lose their jobs because they get sick to go to a game. I just don't understand, what is that all about?
Yeah, you know, the NFL really is, I think as far as this goes, eventually, they're starting to bend on things now, because for it's always been full steam ahead. It's us versus the coronavirus. Like, we have a sword and a shield, and we're going to kill this dragon. And they're understanding that, okay, COVID-19 has other plans. They're going to need to come with something, because up until a couple weeks ago, I thought they'd be able to do this. I thought, hey, we're going to have fans in the stands, maybe not full capacity, but could we have 20% capacity and fans sit every 5 seats from each other, maintain social distancing? Yeah, we can do that easy. We're about that. And now we're not. As we've seen the last 2 weeks, not only with the coronavirus cases going up, you see there's many states and many people who don't want to wear masks because they feel their freedom is threatened. And meanwhile, wearing masks is just a way to keep everybody safe. And so there's no way you're going to get people going to a game that's going to make everybody be safe where everybody is wearing masks. Now, unless the NFL says if you come to games, you got to wear masks. And do they want to get in that kind of controversy as well? Because it's clear that we're not going to be able to come to one agreement of everybody wearing a mask going to a football game. There's going to be people saying, I don't care about this. I'm not going to wear a mask. I don't feel like I have to. And you can't have those two sides together in that kind of atmosphere, because that all that lends itself to is controversy and hopefully, you know, not illness. But that's not no longer tenable. Up until 2 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, I think we could do it, Rob. But now I think, you know what, we can't. We're just not at that point in the country. We're going to do it, and to have to think about having fans in a span of 10 days, it went from this is going to happen to now. I don't know that you can do it that way.
Yeah, I think it's so strange to even put that out there, especially as I said, the two sports that are starting saying that they're not going to do it, and then they were trying to come up with 50% capacity and all kinds of other things and space people out. I just think that we're just going to take a mulligan. We're going to try to get some games on, Jason, on television, right, for people to be able to watch at home and try to stay safe. And then next year, you know, we got a vaccine, you know, the virus subsides, and we can kind of get back to life as normal and going to games and going to concerts and going to Broadway shows and movies and all those different things. But for right now, I don't think it's necessary.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Rob at Rob Parker FS1. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Dan and the Danettes off today. Jason and Rob are in for them. Coming up next, as it is July 4th Eve, we're going to have a much different 4th of July weekend than we've ever had before. And that extends to the hot dog eating contest, as we could see records being set. Wait till you see why. That's coming up next right here on Fox. Over 50 years ago, two men with a passion for motorsport and engineer began building race engines in an old abandoned mill. They saw an opportunity on every wide open road and an invitation in every curve. It was a chance to push the envelope and break all the rules. It was a chance to prove that a 2-ton family sedan could have the performance to compete in a 24-hour track race. But shocking the competition and building a reputation wasn't enough. Their vision was to expand upon the excellence they had created. This engineering company continued to validate their belief by putting race car engines in luxury sedans, and proceeded to stun the elite in world motor racing by winning and winning and winning. We may never truly understand what drives Mercedes-AMG to break barriers, along with every record in the book, but here's to allowing us to enjoy the results. Learn more at mbusa.com/AMG. That's mbusa.com/AMG. Mercedes-AMG, driving performance.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know. Take over a minute to down a 2-liter. Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Dan and the Danettes off today. Jason Smith, Rob Parker in for them as we get set for a 4th of July weekend that really none of us have had. You know, we went through Memorial Day weekend, and that was different. Now 4th of July is going to be even more different as we're used to fireworks and barbecues and cookouts and everything else. And please, if you do one of those this weekend, do it smartly. Social distance. We need to continue to stop the spread of COVID-19. No. 100%.
Jason, before we get to the hot dogs and what's going on, I do want to say this. Got a text from my old boss, who is a huge Redskins fan, Aaron Spielberg. And he, you know, he's one of these guys, lifelong fan or whatever, and said it's without question, you know, time for a change. And here's the big question that's going to go forward, and this is a good one, is what the new name will be. And the one that he says it shouldn't be is Skins. Like, that shouldn't be the name. And it'll be interesting to see what they come up with and how much fun fans have with trying to rename the team. I think they should open it up to let the fans do it. What do you think?
Yeah, you can't just say, oh, it's going to be Skins, because that still alludes to the past.
Right.
And you know, so you can't. It's got to be something completely new. But it also needs to be cool. So if you allow the fans to do it, they're going to come up with something crazy, because, you know, that's what's going to wind up getting all the votes. Oh, here are the 5 finalists, and the answers are isotopes, and the answers, you know, it's going to be crazy. But if you come up with something that is going to be that you can both. It's like come with a new uniform. If you can pay an homage to the past while also freshing it up for the future, that's where you should come from. And if you can find something else that does that, that's the right thing. It's not just let's find, it's the Rockets or it's going to be the whatever. It's going to be the Grizzly Bears. No, you've got to find something. What's part of our past that we can have now that goes into our future? That's about the city going forward. You're going to wind up with a pretty good name that people are going to like.
No, I guarantee I'm with you on that. And Jason, are you barbecuing this weekend, or what are you guys doing, the family?
We are going to have a social distance get-together with two friends and their child, who Zoe's friends with. And we've already planned out being able, because we've done this before, having social distance get-together, so we pretty much have it down. And it's really about limiting the people. You know, don't go where there's a bunch of people and there's, you know, you can kind of limit the interaction, and you can still have fun and still do it responsibly, because look, what we saw Memorial Day weekend, I think people just went a little bit too crazy.
Right.
And
they didn't do it safely enough.
Yeah, look, here in California, Governor Gavin Newsom says that he can trace the big uptick in California, which was doing great for a long time, back to Memorial Day weekend, where nothing was done with the protection needed possible to go forward. So that's why it's like, okay, if you're going to do it smartly. It's not that you can't do it. It's just you got to be smart doing it. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to plan that way. Well, what about you? What do you got going on?
Nothing major, it's obviously, it's a holiday because I'm working today, a little double duty. Are you working tonight or no?
No, tonight I'm off.
Okay, and, very nice. Well, I'll be doing the Odd Couple from 7 to 10 Eastern with Chris Broussard. And then the weekend, really laying low. I'm hoping that maybe I get invited to somebody's barbecue so I can relive my youth when I was 12 years old and I ate 12 hot dogs at a barbecue. I don't know if I could do that anymore.
No, that's tough. 12? When you were younger, you could do that. Like, I remember waking up, having breakfast, and my mom would say, "What'd you eat for breakfast?" I had 3 full bagels. You could do that when you're 10 years old. I'm just going to keep eating bagels because I'm
hungry.
Do
you remember when White Castles were hamburgers were like 10 cents or something like that? And we used to go with $3 and just get a sack of burgers. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was no tomorrow. $3, yeah. You could get 15 burgers and a drink and fries.
Yeah, you would eat lunch, go play, and then like 4 hours later have more hamburgers. That's how it would
great.
Go. But we could actually see, speaking of hot dogs, we could actually see a record at the hot dog eating contest because, look, there's great headlines and there's this headline. Joey Chestnut, who has won 12 times now, Nathan's hot dog eating contest, because they're having it at a nearby indoor facility, because you can't have it at Coney Island, he says the eating conditions are ripe for a record. Because eating in a controlled, cooler environment is going to be better than sweating your ass off in 100-degree heat at Coney Island. So because the eating conditions, Rob Parker, I never thought about this, the eating conditions, we could see a new record.
I'm not into the record because you still have to dip the hot dogs in water, so I'll pass. Okay.
You don't dip the hot dog. It's just the bun you have to dip in the water.
Well, but the hot dog is on the bun, you know?
For Rob, I'm Jason. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Rob at Rob Parker FS1. Happy weekend. Collins next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.